This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from WEXT Radio. Visit us online at wextradio.org.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick. We are joined today by none other than one of the most important people in the history of Latin rock. I'm talking about Carlos Santana, and Carlos is celebrating the release of a brand new record called Africa Speaks, and we just want to welcome you to the show, Carlos Santana.
Thank you. It's an honor and a joy to be here.
There's so much we could potentially cover, but I feel like this new album is wonderful. It's produced by Rick Rubin, and we're going to ask some questions focused towards this album. I have to ask, throughout your legendary career, you've pioneered a unique fusion of rock, Latin, soul, and jazz. What captivated you to tackle the sounds and rhythms of Africa at this stage in your recording career?
This times that we're living, I call it fearless living in troubled times. This is exactly the mystical medicine music that we need for what's happening to the global right now, the global infection called fear. When you hear this music from Africa, it always uplifts you into a place of joy, of course, and courage.
So we're going to take a listen to the first single off Santana's latest album, Africa Speaks. It's my personal favorite track on the record. This is Breaking Down the Door, Santana featuring the Spanish vocalist Buica. This is Breaking Down the Door. You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative and a special takeover episode with Carlos Santana. With Africa Speaks, it prominently features the Latin Grammy Award-winning Spanish vocalist Buica. Now, we're loving the album's single Breaking Down the Door. How did you come to collaborate with Buica? And what made you decide that she was to be the voice for Santana's Africa Speaks album?
Thank you for asking that question. Like a laser focus concentration, my purpose was directed to create this music, African music, like we never done before. First, we invited the master, Rick Rubin. And then he asked me, okay, I'm in. I love what you want to do. And I love the songs, the African songs. I want to be part of this. Who do you have in mind? In Supernatural, you have a whole parade of guests and singers. Who do you want this time? I says, I only want two people, two ladies. One is Buica and Laura Mbula. You know, I feel really grateful because the universe listens to my heart's aspirations and it supplies abundance of miracles and blessings. My wife and I, we discovered Buica like 3 o'clock in the morning. Because there's no more Mega Virgin Records in Paris. So like everybody, I have to go online and look for something new from Africa now. And so Buica showed up 3 o'clock in the morning and I was like, oh, I said, Cindy, you got to hear this. So the more I kept listening to Buica and plus all these songs that we were doing, I felt that she was perfect. This completes something that a lot of people have been asking me for years. They've been saying, how come you never have any women in your band? And I was like, that's a good question. But now my wife, Cindy Blackman Santana, is playing drums.
She was originally in Lenny Kravitz's band, correct?
Lenny Kravitz. Her music is basically was introduced by Tony Williams and Art Blakey. So she's a serious, serious musician, not that Lenny Kravitz is not. But at the same time, her main interest is jazz music, Miles Davis and Wayne Shorter, and of course, Tony Williams. So with Cindy understanding this language of jazz and African music and Latin rhythms, along with Carl, we were able to secure a template foundation. So by the time we recorded 49 songs in 10 days. And when we recorded half of that, then we went to Australia and New Zealand. And in the meantime, I have not been introduced to Buica yet in person. We haven't shake hands or looked each other eye to eye. But we invited her anyway. And when she heard this music, she immediately started creating, writing, and melodies and lyrics and everything. And she told me, holding my hand, she says, this music made me do things that I never done before. You know, so again, this is like a divine adventure that Buica, Laura Mbula, Rick Rubin, the band Santana, along with Cindy Blackman, Santana, and myself. It almost feels like we were all utilized and used to create this. You know, somehow it seems like I'm the conductor, I'm the instigator, motivator, you know. But I feel really honored and grateful for this experience. Africa Speaks is something that, as I said before, is mystical medicine music that the world needs right now.
You mentioned recording 49 songs.
In 10 days.
In 10 days. And how did you distill it down to, I believe, 10 songs on this record? I mean, first off, I have to say, how did you come up with 49 songs that quickly? But then the process of zoning it down to just 10.
The other songs are being, they're in an incubation right now. They're growing and eventually we'll call other artists to participate, maybe even Lenny Kravitz or Mick Jagger or someone like that, you know. But in the meantime, for this, it just felt like it was perfect for just Buica and Laura Mbula. I feel really grateful to tell you that since it was 49 songs in 10 days, I have very little memory of what went down, how it went down. I just remember being like a conductor. Next song, next song, next song, next song. Sometimes we will record like, I don't know, 5 to 7 songs in one day. But we had what I call Tommy Anthony, our guitar player, rhythm guitar and vocalist. We utilized him like a GPS mm-hmm. person. I said the night before, suss out this song, write down the verse, chorus, bridge, guitar solo, like that. And get on the microphone that we can hear, but it won't go on the record. And you tell us, make a left, go straight, you know, make a right, you know, kind of like a going to your house, and somebody gives you instructions. The house is the song, and okay, make a left on the bedroom or whatever. And so that's why we were able to do 49 songs, because we had a really great GPS person that we trust. Now, it's important that I say this. I'm honored that everyone trusted me. Trust is thrust. Mm-hmm. When you have trust, you have velocity. If you don't have trust, you're going to crawl. I don't like crawling. I like soaring.
And speaking of soaring, I felt we had to play this track from the Africa Speaks album. We're going to take a listen to Santana and the track Los Invisibles off his latest album, Africa Speaks.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Carlos Santana, and you're listening to Latin Alternative. Stay happy.
It's the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Don't go.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative in a special one-hour episode, a takeover with the man, the myth, the legend, Carlos Santana. We just heard the track Batonga off his latest album, Africa Speaks.
We're absolutely loving the freeform jam on the fast-paced track Batonga. It might come as a surprise to our listeners that not just Batonga, but the entire album was produced by the legendary Rick Rubin, a man who's helmed records ranging from the Beastie Boys and the Red Hot Chili Peppers to the final albums from Johnny Cash. How did you decide that Rick Rubin was the right producer to fulfill your vision for Africa Speaks, and what did he bring to the album?
I think this was suggested by my brother-in-law slash manager's Michael Briones. I said, okay. So he started opening the portfolio and Rolodex of the achievements that Rick Rubin has done. And I said, oh, yeah, of course, let's try it. And we felt that, you know, like when you're looking for, in the old days, when you were looking for water and you need that stick to look for water in the ground, we were looking for what we call water is getting back on radio, you know, and we felt that he has the finger on the pulse for radio, along with Clive Davis and Pharrell and certain musicians, you know, certain artists. So we came to him, and he, when I played him the music that I wanted to do, he immediately came on board. And the reason we came to him is because we trusted, again, we trusted that he would put a ribbon on all this package. And he did. And the way he mixed the album is divinely magnanimous.
It sounds wonderful. And, you know, it's interesting how every Rick Rubin album is a totally different beast.
Yeah.
Let's take a listen to another Rick Rubin produced track from Santana's latest album, Africa Speaks. This is the song Paraísos Quemados, or Burned Paradises.
Amor, mi canto de un beso hermanos, de los que brotan nuevas hierbas somos. Inspiramos a través del pensamiento, respiramos detrás de las palabras. Somos, así somos, paraísos quemados, de los que brotan nuevas hierbas somos. Así somos, somos. Temerosos y puros, la esperanza del futuro, así somos.
Listening to a special Carlos Santana takeover episode of the Latin Alternative. We just heard Paraísos Quemados from Santana's latest album, Africa Speaks. I'm joined today by the man himself, Carlos Santana.
Carlos, you've embarked upon a massive tour this summer that will bring Africa Speaks album to many of the cities our show, The Latin Alternative, airs in, including Los Angeles, Dallas, and Albany. There seems to be a real Coliseum essence to this album, even though it's not a conventional verse, chorus, verse record. Was the live show experience something you took into account during the Africa Speaks recording sessions, and what can Santana and fans expect at these shows?
A lot of energy, a lot of joy. Fans can expect from Santana what we always bring, which is like a frequency of like a revival, where you cry and you laugh and you dance and you don't even know why the hell this is happening to you. We bring a frequency that is divine and intoxicating. We play yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We're going to play songs from Africa Speaks. At the same time, to be true, I'm planning next year, 2020, to just basically tour Africa Speaks with Wicca in special locales like theaters, Paramount theaters, Fox theaters, you know, more like that.
More intimate settings.
More intimate setting, you know, we can just focus on Africa Speaks. And I will let people graciously, we're not going to play Black Magic Woman. We're not going to play Smooth. We're not going to play Maria. This is just Africa Speaks. And once we let people know, then they know because see, when I look at Africa Speaks, it's kind of like Hamilton. It's kind of like a play. You know, like the Lion King, only is a real lion. It's not a cute Muppet lion. You know, this is a lion, you know. So I think for me, 2020 calls for a real visiting this album completely only. And that's what I'm trying to create next year.
Well, that's wonderful. It sounds like this album's going to have some real legs, and our listeners are going to have perhaps multiple chances to see you during the course of this tour. And of course, also, you're frequently doing a residency in Las Vegas. I know many of our hardcore listeners will probably be flying out to some of those shows. I did want to ask a question, actually. Prior to the Africa Speaks album, you released the In Search of Mona Lisa EP. We've been big fans, and we've been spinning Do You Remember Me, which I believe is sung, actually, by Andy Vargas, a personal friend, and we've been playing his song The Beat on the show. Just tell us briefly about that. I know it's unrelated to Africa Speaks, but it was sort of a predecessor, I guess, if you will. It came out a few months back.
Yes, we played in Versailles Paris about 3 or 4 years ago, and we had an incredible concert. The next day, we had a day off in Paris. So again, Michael and my sisters, Maria and Letty and my wife, Cindy, they said, hey, what are you doing today? It's a day off. And I said, I don't know. And they said, why don't we go to the Louvre? I said, what's that? They go, you know, the museum. I go, well, what's there? And they go, Mona Lisa. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I volunteered. They drafted me, so we went to see Mona Lisa. And, you know, I was really surprised the line that's there to go see Mona Lisa. Every day is like bigger than any artist, female artist today, you know. I mean, there's lines and lines from an ocean of tourists from all over the world. And so we went to security and everything. And when we finally got to go see her after a whole corridors and rooms of incredible art, when we finally got to her room, she has her own air conditioning room. And there was many, many people in front of her, you know, of course, with cameras and from all over the world. And when it finally cleared up a little bit, I got close to her and close to her and close to her. And the closer I got to her, I could feel this presence. And then I heard this voice that says, hi. I go, hi. And she says, do you remember me when we were lovers and another time? And I was like, you know, I'm not stupid. I'm not going to say no, man. I don't remember. I says, yes, of course I remember. 2 months later, Cindy was playing with her own band in Baltimore. And then I went to see her. But after the concert, I came, you know, we came to the hotel. And I had a whole dream about Mona Lisa again. And the lyrics came out. I woke up and I wrote the lyrics, you know. Usually it's a little challenging to grab something from a dream and actually make it tangible with a pen and paper and write down the lyrics. But it happened. And we recorded it. And Andy and Ray Green, they sound incredible. As I said before, you know, the world needs joy, but it also needs romance. A world without romance, it's like every human becomes a cactus. You can't hug cactus, you know? And so romance, which eventually translates to divine sex, you know, nothing stimulates more that frequency than a guajira. Women have made Santana who he is because of Black Magic Woman, Maria Maria, Smooth, Spanish Harlem Mona Lisa, and the men buy the records to please the woman. So I always said, I don't play ever for men. I play for women. You know, they're my friends, they're my brothers, but I don't play for men. I play for women. And the proof is that every time we play, women immediately get up and dance, and they have this look like they're... It's like a revival. It's a spiritual thing. It's not a crass. It's classy, but it's very raw with S-E-X. And we don't apologize for that. It was Bill Graham who told me, sometimes it feels like you squirm when I tell you that your music is very spiritual and sensual. And he says, and I think you need to stop that. He says, you need to accept that your music is spiritual and sensual. I said, okay, you know. And so Mona Lisa is the proof that the world needs empathy. The world needs a huge, soulful, heartfelt hug.
We like that theory here on the Latin Alternative.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Latin Alternative. ¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
Our program, The Latin Alternative, airs on 50 public radio stations each week, and our listenership has a significant age range. I never like to assume that our younger listeners know even the biggest hits from iconic artists, so I'm going to throw out the titles of two classic Santana songs. We'd love to have you give us just a sentence or two that describes their very essence. So the first one I'm going to throw out there, Evil Ways, going back to 1969.
Willie Bobo and Bill Graham. But you can use that title for all kinds of things. You got to change your ways. Straighten up and fly right. You know, get over yourself. Get over your negative self. Evil Ways for me is like our second single. I think our first single was Jingo from Olatunji. And Evil Ways was the, Bill Graham told us, you need this song because you freaking hippies don't know anything about songs. You just play long ass jams and you need to know what a verse and a chorus. And we go, verse, chorus, what's that? You know, and I says, I'll show you. So he brought us to his office and he introduced us to Willie Bobo and Evil Ways. He says, by the way, I made a bet with Willie Bobo that you guys were going to beat him up with his own song. I was like, okay. You know, so it was Bill Graham who was the architect for us to be forever connected with Evil Ways.
That's a fantastic story. And of course, astute listeners of the show know that besides the legendary Latin jazz artist Willie Bobo, he's also the father of Eric Bobo, who has played with the Beastie Boys. And we've played Eric Bobo quite a bit on the show through his group Ritmo Machine.
Baby,
You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative in a special takeover episode with Carlos Santana. If you like what you're hearing, please follow us on social media. On Facebook, we're at The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is LatinAlt. And on Instagram, we're at The Latin Alternative. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for The Latin Alternative on Spotify and iTunes, or by going to thelatinalternative.com. We just heard Evil Ways, the classic 1969 Santana tune that put him on the map.
And now I'm going to fast forward in our time machine to 1999. I'm not going to go with the obvious pick, but I'm a big fan of Maná. We've played them on the show. So I have to ask, because we have some listeners who might have missed it the first time around, Corazón Espinado, collaboration with Mexico's leading rock band Maná.
You know, it's a beautiful blessing blur, the supernatural experience. When we got into the room with the incredible musicians from Maná, you know, I immediately felt like there they have their own thing, like the Police or U2. When they sing, it's their like anthem songs that the whole Coliseum sings, you know, and I'm very, very grateful. I think it was, the producer was, it's this beautiful gentleman who belongs to the Baha'i faith.
Oh, Casey Porter.
Casey Porter, yeah. Casey Porter was like kind of involved with that, and eventually I think he became the architect or producer of that particular song along with them. But I'm very grateful and honored to both of them, Casey Porter and, of course, everyone in Maná, for inviting me to be part of this experience.
Me ha espinado el corazón.
You've been listening to the Latin Alternative and a special takeover episode with Carlos Santana, guitar hero, OG rockero, and recently releasing his latest album, Africa Speaks. We want to thank you so much, Carlos, for joining us today on the show.
Thank you for inviting me, and we wish everybody three things: good health, peace of mind, and joy.
Amen.
I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and WEXT Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.